This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Once again, thank the Revs for sending in these new kits, the fresh kits.
Fire.
Yeah, they look pretty awesome.
They also sent us some shaving equipment as well, which I don't know what that says about us.
It wants us to clean it up a little bit.
I would think.
I get it. I get it. I have no problem with that. But let's get into the stuff that we didn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including the New York Jets made it official today. They're going to be moving on from Aaron Rodgers. So the Aaron Rodgers era is over in New York.
Did you see the story that came out, I think, from your girl, Diana Rossini?
Yep.
That the Jets asked him to stop doing outside interviews like McAfee.
Yeah, they're done with McAfee for some reason.
And he wouldn't do that. It's part of the reason that he's gone.
Wouldn't budge on that.
My guess is he's gone either way. I thought Florio had a good point. Like, Rodgers has been relatively quiet in the meantime. Normally he's not afraid to say anything. He's probably just biding his time until he gets a job, and then he'll take plenty of shots at the Jets organization. But I don't think he wants to jeopardize any potential deals he has out there or any potential landing spots by fanning the flames of the Jets right now.
Bill Barnwell posted when the offer of the Jets say, we've informed Rodgers we're moving on. He said, 2 second-round picks, $75 million, the contracts of Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, and Tim Boyle, another third-round pick and $11.6 million for Davante Adams, a year plus with Nathaniel Hackett as offensive coordinator, 5 wins.
Nice.
So where do you think he plays next year?
I think I saw a stat going around that Cam Newton won more games in his 1 year with the Patriots than Rodgers in 2 with the Jets. Now, he basically missed a full year, but
amazing
for effect.
But he got hurt.
What were you going to say?
Where do you think Rodgers plays?
J-E-T-E Jets!
What do you think Rodgers plays?
Well, we played out the odds yesterday. Pittsburgh has the highest odds as of the other day.
I still say the Raiders.
I think the Steeler that came out was like, dude, we don't want you.
Really?
Oh, who?
I'm trying to find who it was.
Interesting. I'm with you.
That's interesting.
I think it's probably Vegas.
Yeah.
If I had to handicap it,
if you had your druthers.
I think the favorite is Pittsburgh, yeah.
Grab bags.
Jones, your favorite, the International Bean Pot, a.k.a. the Four Nations Face-Off, dropped the puck last night. It was Canada, Sweden.
Wait, that started?
Yeah, last night.
Oh, man, I figured I would be hearing a ton about this with Matthew Tkachuk thinking it was basically a Stanley Cup game.
Well, I'm getting to it now.
Okay.
And Canada was able to pull out the 4-3 overtime winner against the Swedes.
That's honestly all over.
Took down the Swedes.
All over Canada. They must be embarrassed today.
Yep. Brad Marchand scored a goal.
Oh, good for him.
Yep. And people are saying, Sidney Crosby still got it. Still got it. That's what everybody's saying.
Sid the kid, turn back the clock.
Hockey Twitter.
Childlike days.
Hockey Twitter was a flutter last night.
I'm sure. Our future 51st state, as I heard Curtis referring to it today, of Canada. They must be embarrassed that they went to overtime against Sweden, right? Isn't that embarrassing?
Yeah, it was a tune-up game. Tune-up game. Big tilt on Saturday with the Americans.
It was a look-ahead spot, maybe. Well, they were caught with their pants down, looking ahead a little bit there.
I'm a little concerned tonight. You have Team USA Finland. There could be a little bit of that as well.
Well, and
how, look ahead game.
How's this fair in the international bean pot? How is it fair that Canada played yesterday and now the U.S. has to play today and then they're both got to turn around and play on Saturday? That's not fair.
Life's not fair. And this, you could say, is a metaphor for life.
That's a good point. Yeah, you got to overcome. Yeah.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your
grab bags.
Wearing this. Wearing only this.
Remember last year what a fun sensation it was when Steph Curry took on Sabrina Ionescu in a three-point shootout at the NBA All-Star break? Do you remember this?
Buckets of fun. Yes, I remember
it
that.
It wasn't the traditional three-point contest. They did that separately. Then they had a one-on-one Curry-Ionescu, and Curry won, but it was super close, and they were talking about maybe doing a rematch. They're not doing a rematch.
No?
It has been scrapped.
Who scrapped it?
So here, you want to know what my theory is on this?
Yes.
My conspiracy?
Absolutely.
Caitlin Clark. There were talks that they wanted Caitlin Clark to be a part of it in some way.
Yeah, honkies in here.
Yeah, so, Caitlin Clark.
So they wanted Caitlin Clark. She was like, no.
And no, so, yeah. I mean, no, don't ask her. Yeah.
Because this was also the thought. Is they were going to.
Good.
I think it's in Golden State, right? They're
it
hosting
is.
It?
Yes. Yes,
so
it's in San Francisco, yeah.
The thought was they might do Curry and Klay Thompson against Sabrina Ionescu and Caitlin Clark. But like last week, it was like a random report that came out. It was like Caitlin Clark's turned down any kind of three-point shootout thing at the men's NBA three-point shootout. And so I think they were like, do we just run back the rematch? Or are people even going to care about this? Or they should be like, where the hell is Caitlin Clark?
So why wouldn't she do it? What's she afraid of?
I don't know. Maybe she's like, why should I? Should have done it last year.
Oh, she feels slighted.
I don't know. No, I have no idea if she feels slighted. Or maybe she's like, I'm not going to do that. I don't need to go out there and do that. What's the point?
I mean, what's the point?
Why does she want to?
Why would she not want to?
Maybe she says, I'm going to do it at the WNBA three-point shootout.
Okay.
Yeah, is that something they do? I don't know.
Look, I need to educate myself more on this, but like if she said no, why?
Educated.
I don't even like Peyton Pritchard saying no to the three-point contest. Why is she saying no to this?
Arrest?
I guess.
Oh. You've been hit by a smooth
grab bag.
Well, we're not getting Curry Ionescu, but what we are getting, and we kind of mentioned this yesterday, but this news hadn't happened until after we got off the air. John Rocker versus Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Hell yeah.
At Rough and Rowdy.
Nice.
So the barstool like boxing event that they usually just grab like two dudes out of the woods in West Virginia and have them beat the snot out of each other.
Yeah.
That, but with John Rocker and Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Okay, now I saw the video of El Prez saying they have paperwork signed and everything. It's like a done deal. It's going to happen. What are
you excited
the
about this?
Say it again.
Are you excited about this?
Well, what are the odds it actually happens?
15%?
Like, there's no chance Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Do you see John Rocker tweeting about it? I think he's getting
No.
I think he's stepping through the ropes.
No, but John Rocker is an insane person.
That's right.
He'll do this.
John Rocker's definitely going
to
do this.
Right. What the odds that Patrick Mahomes Sr. backs out of this have to be ridiculously high. Because what's his defense? Let's say he actually gets into the ring and he's going to fight John Rocker.
Yeah.
What's your plan?
Beat him up?
Oh,
get touched and crap?
Man.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Be done. Yeah.
I think his only hope is that just John Rocker's less mad by then. I think that's like his only hope.
You got to tire him out.
Maybe.
I don't think Rocker's probably like a ton of like calisthenics.
What do you think the stamina is on old drunk Patrick Mahomes Sr.?
He's wiry, though. He's wiry, guys.
He is very wiry.
He looks like a guy that I think would have a better chance of going, let's say, two rounds in a boxing match than Rocker would.
Yeah.
Rocker's going to get blown up. Like, these guys sometimes look like $1 million. Billy, as you know, it happens in wrestling all the time. They look enormous. They sprint to the ring. They get in there. They do one move, and they're like, oh, my God.
Glamour muscles.
Yeah. They're like, I need a break. Although, to Rocker's credit, I shouldn't say that.
No, he's a good guy. Go for it.
Yeah, your favorite?
Yeah.
He would sprint in like a son of a gun bullpen.
Yeah.
And then he still was throwing just cheese.
Absolute.
25 years ago.
Yeah.
That's true.
Bullets.
So now, these guys have a relationship from their baseball playing days. They hated each other then, and they hate each other now.
I was unaware of that, but this makes sense.
Yeah, no, this isn't, like, this beef apparently didn't start on Bourbon Street.
It wasn't just like, hey, man, you spilled your hurricane on me. This is a longer-standing feud. Got it. I didn't realize that.
So you're saying it doesn't happen, or...
I don't think it happens, but if it did, does Patrick Mahomes, does he have to go cheer his dad on? Does he have to be there? His dad's at all his games. Doesn't he have to go?
Maybe Mahomes' brother goes.
Maybe that's the
does a TikTok about
yeah,
it or something.
Yeah, good call. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
his wife goes.
Another good guy.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A full great family.
Yeah.
Do you think Taylor Swift goes?
Taylor Swift. It's with all the yokels in West Virginia yeah. cheering on. She's like, Travis, what are we doing?
She could sing the anthem.
Oh, right. I know love is love, but we're breaking. This is where I draw
the
line.
Why did you take me?
Yeah,
in?
I'm out.
She's like, well, Patrick's dad's fighting John Rocker. Probably should go see that.
Yeah.
So I never thought the Jose Canseco fight would happen, and then it did, and then he just threw it. So if they offer these guys money
okay,
to do it.
So that could happen. I could see that
then
happen.
They might get in the
Patrick
ring.
Patrick Mahomes Sr. just takes a dive.
Yeah, because like you never actually get like the
out,
crazy
blacks
knockout.
Out and face plants. I can see that. Yeah, yeah.
Neither guy should drive to the event, or we will not have it.
No,
and you
sure.
put a lot of people at risk, yeah, so yeah. we're not doing that.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. You happy now, Jones?
I am. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Markelle Fultz going to the Sacramento Kings.
Oh.
How do you feel about Markelle Fultz?
Nice. I'll tell my father-in-law to go to a game.
Yeah, tough first round.
Hey, Greg, you hear you guys got Markelle Fultz? That's a good get.
Tough number one pick, if we're being honest.
I very much liked him in that draft. I don't know where you stood on Markelle Fultz that year. I was a big fan.
No.
In
you
a
know
long
what?
In a long list of bad takes, that was one of them.
I didn't love him. I think a red flag to me is when... This happened with Ben Simmons, too, who I actually liked, but maybe I learned my lesson from this. If you can't bring your team to the tournament, you shouldn't be the number one overall pick. You got to at least make the tournament. You don't have to do much.
I mocked this take at the time. I don't know if we were still working together at the time, but
no,
I mocked this
then.
Take at the time. I didn't realize you were one of these, but you know what?
I'm one of these.
Despite mocking it, I was very wrong about that, because that's, in retrospect, a big red flag. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I would say so. All right.
Grab bag. Oh, that's a winner.
Yep, yeah. That's what we're doing. So T. Higgins, I was told there's a T. Higgins update on Twitter.
Oh yeah, it was no. I'm sorry.
On Instagram.
You want me to pull that up?
Yeah, I don't really see it, to be honest.
I got it for you. It's in the
what's the one
bottom of the show doc.
Is it a story or is it a post?
It could be a story. T. Higgins.
Yeah.
With just one of those screens where it's just text.
Yeah.
Priorities are rare.
Oh, wow.
Options are everywhere.
Priorities?
Priorities are rare.
They are?
I don't know. This sounds a little
priorities are rare?
This sounds a little bit like Breslow saying it's hard to...
I think you could dig into that if that's
hard
true.
To define urgency.
Yeah.
Priorities are rare, but let's focus on the second part.
Okay.
Options everywhere.
So wow.
Doesn't that mean he's leaving
is
Cincinnati?
Is New England one of those options?
Well, I would hope, but
sir?
If he's emphasizing options, that means he's probably leaving Cincinnati, right? If I had to read into that.
I think he's leaving Cincinnati, but they can always franchise
are you
him, right?
Familiar?
So it's a little bit out of his hand.
Well, maybe he knows. Maybe he knows that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't. There's a song attached to it as well on Instagram. I don't know enough about the work of Lord Vision, New Blessings.
Yeah.
I got to dig in on those lyrics. Maybe
Lord
I can find
Vision, okay.
find some Easter eggs in there. But yeah, I would say.
Actually, we have that song.
Oh, you do?
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag!
T. Higgins said that?
Yeah.
On Instagram?
He's pumping it.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
How about who was your best NBA performer from last night?
Only one answer,
games.
Keith. Only one answer.
Well, I got five options for you, including, actually six options. Jimmy Butler.
Nope.
One poop. All right, Jamal Murray, 55 points.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what he was excited about? Four Nations. His team Canada got a big win. So
yeah.
Jamal Murray
a
popped
extra,
off.
A little extra wind in his Canadian sails, yeah.
What if I told you Zion Williamson?
Played?
33 points.
I go, wow.
We should put him on the list.
Yeah, he's just out there.
33-9-7.
Wow.
That's a nice night. That's Kyrie Irving, 42-7, and caused Jimmy Butler to defecate himself.
One charge.
Yeah, one charge.
Poopy pants Jimmy Butler, yep.
Karl Anthony Towns, your guy's heating up for the Knicks.
Nice player.
44 points, 10 boards. And Jordan Poole, 42-5-5.
Must have been some baddies
been
in the crowd.
In the
yeah, there had to have been if he's playing like
I
that.
A stallion down there?
Yeah. But seriously.
They did lose in overtime.
Yeah, it takes him off the list.
Megan the Stallion was
there? Yeah. No, I would go with Jamal Murray. I'll tell you, though, Torrey Craig with Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes.
The significant other there.
Yes, yes.
A couple of threes last night. Looking looking real nice.
Not too bad.
Yeah, put them on the list.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. Sort of in line with Alex Bregman and the position changes, I'll give you this guy who played third base, second base, as well as shortstop and first base.
Wow.
I would say primarily a third baseman, though, but you could move him around the diamond if need be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He also was a two-time All-Star. He had a couple of real big home run seasons, including one where he hit 41 taters.
Wow.
Played for six teams in his illustrious career. The Orioles, Blue Jays, Expos, Diamondbacks, A's, and Twins.
Say those again.
Orioles, Blue Jays,
yep.
Expos,
uh-huh.
Snakes, A's, Twins.
Okay.
Broke into the majors in 1996, where he was able to finish seventh in the Rookie of the Year voting. And then his last game played was in 2007.
Okay.
2007.
You say he's a two-time All-Star?
Twice an All-Star.
What years and what teams?
2000 with the Jays and 2002 with the Orioles. So he was a real AL East foe for quite a while. Had 300 RBI seasons with three different teams.
I know this is wrong. I want Troy Gloss. It's not Troy Gloss. No. You didn't say the Angels on the list.
No, it's not Troy Gloss. No. No.
Mike. This guy. It wasn't Mike? Mike Bordick.
No, it's not Mike Bordick. You think it's Mike?
No. Mike Bordick definitely never hit 41 home runs. No. I was trying to think of guys who were even on that.
41 bombs, two-time All-Star, seventh in the Rookie of the Year, played all over the infield. I'll give you, do you want a huge hint?
Yes, please.
Had a very unique batting stance.
We already had this guy.
We did? Who was it?
Didn't we have Tony Bautista?
He got it!
We already had Tony Bautista, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Where's your grid?
That's why, yeah.
Where's your Excel sheet?
Look at your grid. You have a whole Excel sheet.
I can't keep doing this.
part of the reason I wasn't guessing him earlier is I'm like, we've already done this.
I got to come up with random new players?
I don't think we got it until you said unique batting stance.
It's true. I got a big hint for you. Yeah, me too. We already used him. That'd be my hint.
That guy
played, so honestly, what was throwing me off too about his name, not just that we used him before. He played shortstop and second and first. I got another one for you.
Re-rack it.
I got another one for you.
Start over again.
He was a one-time All-Star. He played for the A's, Orioles, Blue Jays, and Mets.
Mike Bordick.
Yes.
He got it!
A rare two random baseball player.
Dude, they were teammates.
Nice.
Yeah, their teammates in the 96 A's. Good squad.
Yeah, real nice team there.
So now we have Tony Bautista. You are now the second member.
He's the new Raul Ibanez.
Move over, Raul Ibanez.
You're now the second member.
Damn it. I thought that was a new guy.
The two-time random baseball player of the day club. I mean, I'm like 99% sure we used him before, right?
I don't think so.
Right, Billy? Did we not? I'm almost positive.
I'm pretty sure we used Tony Bautista.
Yeah, me too.
Who was the other one?
Bordick?
Ibanez.
Ibanez. Oh.
Yeah, no, I knew that one. I knew we got
that.
Twice.
Like, that's like a next level.
This might be the third time we've used somebody twice.
Classic.
I think you're full of baloney.
All right, double check your Excel sheet over there.
Right.
It's the random base. Well, this is somewhat less random than others in the random baseball player of the day. Perhaps you've heard that one before.
I let everybody down. Everybody's.
Oh,
mad.
We got Mike. Don't forget about that.